Mental Health Monday
on Radio City Talk
with Mick Coyle.
Tackling the stigma.
Radio City Talk.
Hello and welcome to episode 100 of Mental Health Monday. My name is Mick Coyle. I do hope you're well. Thank you for joining us today. We have got a special that marks the start of Children's Mental Health Week. We're live from the steps of the iconic St. George's Hall in Liverpool City Centre. In front of me, we have laid out more than 200 pairs of children's shoes. Each one of these shoes represents a child or young person who is lost to suicide every single year. Over the course of the next 4 hours, we're going to be looking at some of those stories. And we'll also ask what we can do as society to change things.
You know, you just want them back. Oh God, how'd you live your life without them? You know, they're too young to die. You live your life knowing they're not going to see that part of it. They're not going to see if his sister gets married, if she has children. Every part of enjoyment through life is always the sadness, because he's not there to enjoy it with us.
When we wanted to do the show and we knew it was Children's Mental Health Week, I was certain that you were absolutely the right person to speak to. And it's quite a strange story with this one. When I said, look, I've got this idea about shoes.
Yeah.
And your face sort of changed straight. And I thought, oh no, I hope I've not come up with a terrible idea. And you said, no, that's perfect.
Yeah, because I was actually driving over to meet you. And as I'm driving over, all of a sudden I got this thought in my head of shoes, because you never know what it's like to walk in someone else's shoes. And I always have a vision of Oscar putting his shoes on, going to school. And he used to use a big long shoehorn to put them on so he didn't crease the back of his trousers. And so putting his shoes on is like a really strong memory for me. Shoes on and out the door to school. And I never knew what was going on.
We're here on the steps of the iconic St. George's Hall. Many people coming down taking photos of our shoes exhibition, which represent the lives of young people lost to suicide each and every year. The Mayor of the City, Liverpool, Joe Anderson's just arrived. Joe, thank you for your time. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thanks, Mick, and I'm delighted to be here. And I just want to personally start by saying, paying a tribute to this campaign in terms of to raise awareness that you've led Radio City. It's really, I think, raised the profile of mental health, not just of young people, but everybody that suffers from mental health. But I think the visual here, obviously, is quite moving and poignant to see all the pairs of shoes that represent young people that have lost their lives.
My sort of struggle with my mental health started from when I was really, really quite young. I struggled with anxiety and low mood from a really early age, and sort of to avoid situations that I found difficult, I would think about ending my life from when I was of primary school age.
You touch on self-harm as well. At what point, at what age, was it that you first considered doing that?
Well, I first cut myself when I was 6 years old, and that was during my mum and dad's separation. But it also continued from year eight, because I was like bullying, and obviously self-harming has then been a thing for me, how to cope with my feelings inside.
Can I ask you your thoughts on the shoes display that we've got here today? All different types of shoes representing young people.
Really, really, really powerful. And when I heard that might be happening, I have to say I did get quite emotional about it, because seeing a pair of shoes is seeing somebody's life. You know, it's the first thing you see when you walk through the door into your house, and our shoes are still there for Ben's, you know, still on the shoe rack waiting for him to return home. So it's a very impactful message.
Thank you for being part of today as well. Your team has come down and haven't been able to do enough for us, including biscuits, by the way.
We're doing this for the young people of Liverpool and beyond, who many of whom will have to struggle day by day, often with thoughts of suicide. And it's something that no parent, no adult wants to countenance. But at Papyrus, those who founded our charity know only too well that the loss of a child to suicide is an unimaginable horror story, and it doesn't just impact the immediate family. The ripple effect can be cataclysmic. So my message today is very simple. If you see this on social media, share it. If you are in the city of Liverpool, come and see it. Stand almost in the shoes of the young people who struggle every day with thoughts of suicide. Our message is one of hope. We can help to save young lives.
For me as a parent, waking up and seeing those shoes, I literally had tears in my eyes. Because for all of us, we literally put ourselves in those shoes, don't we? And think, if that was my child. I think for me as a mental health therapist, there's another feeling that goes on about every single one of those deaths was preventable. If we had the resources to be able to deal with mental health problems before it gets to that point.
I think it's incredibly moving. I think it's really powerful in what you want to do, which is showing people the effects of suicide. These are children that we're talking about.
When I was grieving, I felt quite angry that other people hadn't stood up and spoken about it, because I was thinking the more people that can help and stand up and talk about things, it's going to save future generations and it'll help other people who are struggling. It is okay. It's okay to not feel okay. Just say it. Just say, do you know what? I don't feel okay. That's all you need to start the conversation saying. I don't know what it is. I don't feel okay. And then we can open it up then.
One thing that I'm very pleased of in Liverpool, which has nothing to do with the council, is the fact that Radio City have an hour every Monday which talks about mental health issues. And that's sometimes the best way to do it, not someone from officialdom, a council or council official, but finding partners like Radio City and organisations like that who can take that message out more effectively than us seems to me to be the major way forward.